Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base, and another Mishnah talking about blowing shofar on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Va'od zos hayis Yerushalayim yaseir al Yavne. Also in this way was Jerusalem superior to Yavne. Shekol ir shehi roa vishoma'as ukrova v'yachol lavo token. Any city that met those four criteria, and really we'll call it a village, that would meet those four criteria, I'll say again in a moment, even though they're not part of Jerusalem proper, could also token blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Those four criteria are Roa, the city is close enough to the city of Jerusalem that it could see Yerushalayim. Vishoma'as, it's close enough that it could hear the shofar blowing going on in Yerushalayim. Ukrova, and was sufficiently close that it was in the Tchum, the 2,000 Amos perimeter around Yerushalayim. V'yachol lavo, and it was actually practicable, possible, and halachically acceptable to actually get from that village to Yerushalayim, meaning there wasn't, say, like a river passing between the two or something else. In such a scenario where the nearby town to Yerushalayim met those four criteria, they could also blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the fellow on Shabbos. U'biyavna lo hayo token elu bebezdin bilvad. In contrast, in Yavne, only in front of the Bezdin could the shofar be blown on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. It didn't matter if you were close to Yavne. Now, the mission is straightforward. There's a small mystery why it says Va'od Zos, like also in this way, because that implies we had listed something previously that said how Jerusalem is superior to Yavne, and we didn't. The Gemara asks this, and therefore it answers that actually there needs to be like a slight adjustment to the gears of the text. So it really should read in two parts, if you will. The first part is Yerushalayim hayotoken b'chol ir ve'ilu v'yavna lo hayotoken rak b'fnei bezdin, that in Jerusalem they would blow in the city, in Yavna, excuse me, in Jerusalem they blow throughout the city, whereas Yavna it's just in front of the bezdin. And then like the second step, the va'od, the additional benefit that Jerusalem had was that the nearby towns that met those criteria could also blow. Okay, it doesn't really change the pshat so much, but it does iron out the words.